M-Y-A-T-T. That is how you spell our guest's name today. Karen Mayette has just released her new album. It's called Femoir, a collection of contemporary standards and Karen's first ever self-penned material. Karen Mayette joins me on the phone. Hello, Karen. Welcome to the East Coast Music Hour.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for confirming the spelling of my name. It's very important.
Where have we reached you? Are you at your home?
I am in my home. I'm hoping my cat stays quiet. He's all curled up next to me. So we're warm in Halifax.
Femoir is the name of the new album, and I want to talk about that word in a moment here. But first, I wasn't exaggerating. The title track for this album, Femoir, it was the first song you ever wrote. How hard was it to write your first song?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous about that. I wasn't sure I could do it, actually. I found it quite scary after being a reinterpreter of jazz standards for so long. I wasn't sure I could do it, but with the help of my writing partner, he's the guitarist on the album named J. Rimbaud Allaire. We were on a beach somewhere one day and a line came to us and a melody, and probably about a year later, the rest of the song came to us, and that's Femoir.
The Femoir part is the part that came to you a year later. And that if I look that up in the dictionary, I'm not going to find the word Femoir. Where does this word come from?
No, it's probably the question I get asked the most. What is Femoir? What is that word? I was pretty sure I made it up, actually. So it came to me from putting two words together, feminine and memoir, because the album and especially the song is kind of about women's stories and feminine stories and stories about the feminine spirit throughout history. So that's where the word came from. Now, it does appear somewhere online describing the memoir of a female comedian, but this isn't a comedy album, so it doesn't apply in this case, but it's not in the dictionary yet. Maybe we'll go for that.
You're not going to end up in the same category at an award show for comedy album of the year.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Well, we'll get into the what Femoir means to you if you're willing to stick around. I want to play the song. Here's the title track from Karen's latest album, Karen Mayette, with Femoir on the East Coast Music Hour.
She found the novel by the bed, the one whose author's name she can't recall. And every sentence left unread is every word that never falls from your lips. She wrote the note to you before, the one that tells you that she needs you, but words just tumble to the floor, and after all, she still can't read you. A simple footnote, bittersweet. Paper trail from another lover, another chapter incomplete, a twisted tale from cover to cover.
The secrets of
the bed. The one whose author's name she'll never tell. And every phrase she left unsaid is every word that never fell from my lips.
Karen Mayette with Femoir. It's the title track from her latest album. Karen is our guest on the East Coast Music Hour today. And I still have, Karen, many questions about this word, Femoir.
Me too.
Tell us more. Tell us what you're trying to accomplish here, because I wouldn't go as far as saying it's a concept album, but there is a pretty big thread through this Femoir album, right?
Yeah, it kind of started as a concept album. There's no like through line plot or anything, but there is a very clear thread. You're right. It came to me while I was traveling to some pretty amazing places. I was very fortunate to do a lot of traveling before the pandemic hit. And I was in places like Paris and Rome and Dublin. And it's pretty easy to be inspired in cities like that. And the thing that struck me about those places were their feminine qualities. So the feminine characteristics in their cultures, like sensuality and creativity and intuition. And I just thought, I knew I wanted to record an album and I wanted to tell stories that were sort of infused with that feminine spirit. Yes, women's stories, but also the feminine in everything and everyone. And that's sort of the concept or the theme more of Femoir.
Give me an example. What were you seeing? Like, I've been to Rome and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And my neck was really sore because you walk around for hours and hours just staring at the tops of buildings. What was the feminine side of Rome that you saw?
Oh, pretty much everything that the Italians do is beautiful, right? You know, the food is beautiful, the people are beautiful, the clothes, the architecture, the history, and just, I'm getting a little ethereal here, but just the feeling of being in a place that's so old. You can really feel the spirit of a place, right? If you just stand still and take it all in. And I was feeling feminine, I guess, in those moments. Yeah.
So why is it important to you to get that out there on this album?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, there's been amazing women's movements over the years and, you know, the Me Too movement and girl power and all that stuff. And I'm totally behind it. But that's not necessarily what this album is about. It is about that, but it's also about the feminine quality that I think everybody could kind of get in touch with. And that's really the thread. And that's really the message of both the title track and throughout the album.
I was going to say, using Femoir, the song that we just heard, give us a little bit more of what you're getting at there, using that particular tune.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at that song in a number of ways. I mean, it could be a love song, right? Mm-hmm. And it is in some ways. But mostly Femoir to me is actually the feminine spirit speaking to us. So there is the theme in the song of a novel or books or stories, and there's playing with words, and there's a literary theme there as well. But really the story is one that's told throughout history. So that's where the secrets of the pages or the secrets of the ages kind of thing. And really the song is like whispers of that internal feminine speaking to all of us. And again, it sounds pretty ethereal, but I think most people can get on board with that.
It's amazing that you didn't write a pop song for your first shot out. Do you know what I mean? You didn't take it easy on yourself, is
no.
What I'm saying. You picked a big topic.
Yeah, it didn't help that I was deep into discovering Carl Jung and reading about the anima and the animus. So I guess I was kind of inspired by that as well, which is a little heavy and pretty deep, but I think there's room for that in today's music. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been 7 years since your first album, which was covers. It was jazz standards. Mm-hmm. You've been very busy over those 7 years on stage.
Oh,
a lot of shows, Ladies of Song and Songs of the Silver Screen. But you were singing songs of past greats. What led you to finally stepping out and recording your own songs?
It was encouragement from a number of people, actually. When I started doing solo work and I was doing tribute shows, and I did a blues tribute show, and I did a movie music tribute show, and Ladies of Song jazz tribute show, and the comments I kept getting afterwards were like, wow, we love this. It's really great. When are you going to write your own stuff? You know, I kept getting that question. And then also my partner, he really pushed me to go there, because I think he understood that it was a little frightening to me. But now I can't go back. It's so fulfilling and so exciting that there's no way I'll stop. So
did Femoir come because you were ready to write your own stuff? Or were you ready to write your own stuff because Femoir came to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd have to think about that. I think, yeah, it was kind of simultaneous, I guess. I knew I wanted to write original material, and I knew that I wasn't necessarily ready to do an entire album of it, but I was ready to record. So this album was kind of the perfect sort of transition from covering jazz standards to covering other genres of music, and then to the original music. So it's a bit of a bridge for me, and going forward, probably on my next recordings, maybe I'll have one cover, but it's all going to be original going forward.
We're going to hear another one of the original tunes. Tell me about Goodnight.
Goodnight is actually a reimagined tune. It was written by my partner many years ago. And over the last 2 years, you know, we were listening to it and hearing it with new meaning. It had a lot of relevance, and it's a very beautiful song. And so we kind of put another spin on it. And so in some ways it's a cover, and in other ways it's never been released before, you know, so it's a collaboration more than anything. It's pretty dark.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah, yeah. And if you listen to the lyrics, I think you'll understand where it's going. But really, it's about hope, and it's about finding peace and quiet in times of turbulence. And I think right now, people are discovering that kind of quieter side of themselves, you know, after having to spend so much time in solitude. That's not really easy for a lot of people. So I feel like a song like this kind of embraces that. And it's a little existential, as we all are. but in the end, it's about hope. And, you know, I use a little quote from Leonard Cohen. You know, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. So that's sort of the idea of the song.
Karen, a pleasure to meet you on the radio. Thanks for dropping by the East Coast Music Hour.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Here's Karen Mayette. It's called Good Night on the East Coast Music Hour.
troubleless at an age of apocalypse from the lips of anonymous tonight down a boulevard of broken dreams on an avenue of in-betweens, traffic jams this dead end street together, pulled apart tonight, stinging like an open sore, spilling over to the floor, something coming back for more. There's nothing quite like nothing.